Okay, I just decided to hit play. We just sat here for like 5 minutes trying to decide how do we start this. But anyways, hi everybody. It's been a couple of weeks, and we're back with a very special episode of She Freak, where we're going to talk about our new release, Parallel.
Woo! Clap. I need a clap track.
Right, clap track. But we made a playlist on Spotify last week.
I think so.
I think it was last week. Just about with Parallel in it, the mixtape in it, and a shit ton of songs that either had a Parallel vibe or helped inspire Parallel. Just songs that we like, and I'm pretty sure it's 100% in Korean. Except for our songs. So... this playlist is up on our Spotify, so absolutely please do go and listen to it. Make sure you're adding Parallel to your playlists on Spotify, mm-hmm. because that is dope AF. It's been a day, you know. So we're going to get right into this. So first song is, of course, Moon. And structurally, we were just going to make these intros and outros for Parallel.
Oh,
yes. But Justin suggested, she?
Justin is a she now.
She said.
Amanda says.
Stop, Justin. Oh, my God. She said that these songs are so great, they should stand alone.
Sorry, Justin.
He said, Justin is a he. I'm pretty sure that's how he identifies.
Oh, my Lord. How gentle of you.
You know. I love Justin. Oh. He was like, why don't you put these as separate songs? Don't just call them an intro and an outro. Because mm-hmm. people might skip over that.
Yes.
And we don't want people skipping over these songs.
They're good.
So this is Moon. Without You, Things Just Aren't Beautiful.
This whole song is inspired by
Lee Jung Suk.
Having to go do his 2-year military
serving.
And not being here.
Not being here with us.
Also, Romance is a
bonus book.
Watch that drama
on Netflix.
Because you'll get the whole Moon reference.
Yep. Which will be expanded upon. Hint, hint.
More or less.
Nikki built these intros and outros. She built Moon and Soft on her phone, right? Yeah. And Boney used those stems for the actual recording. Yeah. He just, like, tweaked them.
He just, like, fattened them up a little bit.
Right? So that's dope. I think that's really cool that Moon and Soft were complete things that were built. We're right into it, man. And this is Parallel. Has anyone caught this reference? Sometimes there's only... Please tell me someone gets it.
Guys.
And we're not just, you know, being dummies.
Who's paying attention to us?
Parallel starts the way Something in the Air ends.
We should have put that in this.
We probably should have, but that's okay. If you go listen to Something in the Air and then go right into Parallel, this kind of... It happened by coincidence and kind of on purpose. Dang, there's just so much to talk about with this song.
Dude, I wrote that first, the opening lines to this song, probably 1 to 2 summers ago.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I was in the pool.
And shit.
I started singing this melody.
No, that was this summer.
Nah, dude, this was a while.
Was it last summer?
I don't know, I could be wrong.
What is time?
What is anything?
Because we recorded this in... August, so maybe it was last
this
summer.
This whole part is shout outs to BTS.
Fucking angels.
Because
the Love Myself movement completely changed our lives. So there's like, we could play it over a couple of times and just talk about it. We'll play it all the way through. We'll play Soft next. But
I wish my love.
I mean, it's just. I think this is one of the best choruses we've ever written.
Dude, it's hard as fuck to sing live.
Yes, it is. Because that jump...
and take me closer.
It's a lot of jump.
Doing that clean.
Closer.
like live?
That was very hard to, for me to get. Like when we were doing pre-production, you can turn up a little bit, I guess. But that's good.
Well, that shouldn't be as hard as it is, but it is because there's so much jumping.
Yeah.
High low, like mid range to high.
Shout out to Bone for writing these bass lines.
Right.
Holy fuck. I was a little worried at first when he started doing it. He's like, I'm thinking some like slap Jesse funk
was
bass.
Like, bro, we looked at each other and she was like, this is fucking Seinfeld. I don't know. Dude.
Right. Right. I was what? Like, I just kind of.
And he just kind of stops for a second and then just goes and readjusts a few things. And I was like, holy shit, that's
I was
it.
Like, okay, I hear it.
Yeah. Right? Like, that funk slap bass is so
dude,
amazing.
It changes the whole vibe.
So amazing.
I always get bummed out during our live set.
Because you can't hear
it. It cuts out. No, it plays, it slaps the first part of each verse.
Right.
But then the second time, it cuts out, and I'm like, damn,
that's
it.
Weird.
Brian, can you put those back in the track?
Essentially, the song is about being in love with someone on the other side of the world.
Basically.
And trying to send your love to them. Take me closer to where you are. I wish my love could reach you.
Bro.
It's really deep shit, actually.
It legit would make me cry if I stopped to think about it.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Right?
Right now, I can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got to keep
it
moving.
Together. I mean, you can get deep if you want to get deep.
Well, the whole second verse was hugely inspired by W. The whole,
time-jumping
stuff.
I remember that. Oh, God. Should we keep talking about it, or should we listen to Soft?
Well, we can skip around.
Okay, this is Soft.
Dude, this is probably one of the my favorite things
I've
ever written.
Dude, you guys don't
even
know what the fuck you're in for. I'm just going to say that right now.
Yo,
just
bro.
Wait. Just wait.
Make sure your pants are
also,
buttoned.
Anyone Korean? There's Korean in this song.
Yo, we tried the biggest step in life. I don't know.
It just worked. So. You brought it up. I was like, or did we just like look it up? Sonyeon means boy.
Yes.
Sonyeon is
more or less depending on who it's coming from. Those as well.
Well, I mean, you got
but in our case.
Bangtan Sonyeon da.
Yes.
So Sonyeon is boy.
Soft boy.
Yeah. And bro, you came up with that on the fly. I remember you being like, wait, Bone, I have an idea.
No,
you ran in there? No, you ran in there like, I got this thing that I want to try right here.
I think I did it in the demo.
You did
bro,
not.
Bro, and this whole ending,
Bone.
This is all, like, Jesse and I had gone out to lunch.
Yeah.
And came back, and Bone had done all this fucking bomb-ass guitar swirly
like,
shit.
What the fuck? You're doing our job for us, man.
Right.
You can pause it for a second. We can go back and listen, and then we'll get into it. We'll skip through some of the songs. But we went out to... We had finished all of our parts, I think, and went out to dinner or lunch. I don't even know what time. We went to eat.
We went to Core Life and got, like, amazing...
Right? We went to eat, and we come back, and Bone was like, I just felt like... It needed a little something here, and I was just like, what? I was like, holy shit, man.
Yeah, I
That's
was like...
What? I was like, what?
Oh, I can't say that, but yeah, I was like, oh shit, I wanna... Okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
It's so exciting to have someone on our level.
Right.
To produce us.
Bone just gets our music, like, we've connected on such an insane level with Bone. God, like, you can hit parallel again and we can maybe pick apart some parts, but yeah, to have a third party like member with that kind of ear, like the production we played a couple, we'll show you some of the songs that we played for Bone.
There was a huge like one big song that kind of like snowballed this whole idea,
the
off
vibe
of this.
Yeah,
so
this riff, these guitar riffs are, they literally run parallel with something in the air. This song is opposite something in the air.
Yes,
musically.
Ooh.
Maybe not a whole bunch lyrically.
Huh? hearts pulse at the sound of currents and sound.
I thought I was gonna hate that line.
That line
I struggled
awesome.
So hard with it, but I'm glad
that line
it's
there. Is fire.
And it's funny because, like, I remember writing this part, both, like, melody-wise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going to sing it like this.
Right?
You were like,
Nikki
gives
me the high part. And I was just like, what?
That's cool.
Right? We kind of flipped.
I sang the high part my whole life.
Right? You did. And I always sang the low. So Nikki gave me kind of the higher, some of the higher stuff in this song.
Yeah.
You know? And she sang some of the lower end stuff. It's important to have some low, mid-low stuff in there just to save your voice. But this riff,
especially live, we've never taken that into consideration.
No.
Until recently.
A lot. That guitar riff, I wrote off of playing Something in the Air.
Yo.
Because Something in the Air, honestly, here. Note-wise, this is something we've never done before either. It's just structured slightly different. The verse and the choruses are the same chords.
Ah.
In dun dun bum 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 bum.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're always like, it has to be different. Everything has to be its own thing.
Right? But it's like, we've been learning how to work within a song. Like, work within a melody. Like, you find that melody, don't go away from it.
Right?
You hit that, those chords that make you feel something, don't go away from that. Like, hang on to that. Like, keep it flipping going. Like, don't stray away from it.
Yeah.
That sound was a key sound. hold on. This was such a sound. I was like, Bone, we have to use a sound like this.
It's
and
like
we'll show you the reference.
It's like Oriental guitar.
Yeah, we can say that, right? Asian guitar?
Asian guitar?
This sound. Here it comes. Dude, when Bone did that, I got
someone
goosebumps.
I mean, honestly, someone please let me know if saying Oriental is offensive.
Right.
I'll find a better word to use.
Yeah. I think that's what it was in the,
like in the sample?
In the samples.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are in no way saying that. We will not say that, just in case. But, yeah. The sounds that Bone used to fill out this song are some of the largest sounds ever.
It just sounds like
it sounds
infinite.
Huge. Yeah.
Like it just, it's
to us
huge.
It sounds huge. Let us know what you think of the sound, the production of it, because we went pretty big with Duality.
Also, I'll just say this, and it was pretty cool when we released this. Mm-hmm. It was midnight, right?
Yeah.
And then it was more like 1:30 in the morning, and I legit went outside.
Yep.
In like pitch darkness.
But the stars were out.
But I would never do this. But my own music made me so fearless.
Yeah.
I was dancing around our whole yard.
At
where I could have been eaten by
a bear.
A bear?
But I don't think he would be. Yeah, we've got a family of bears. We've got a mama and two cubs that
we named her Subin.
Subin. Do we name the babies?
They're just babies.
Yeah. And yeah, Nikki, I was washing my face, and Nikki goes, I was just outside. I ran around the whole house listening to this, and I'm just like, wow.
I just think it's pretty cool how music can, like, make you not scared. So
right? That
cool.
is very true. So, yeah. We could dissect the entire song.
It could be all night.
Right? We could listen to it over and over and over again. Verse
pretty
by verse, line by line. If you want us to do that, if that's something that you'd be interested in, I don't know, like dissecting
breaking
a song,
down. Yeah,
like some of our songs, whether it be musically, lyrically, melodically, like let us know, because that could be a cool a cool thing to do.
The whole beginning for this song
mm-hmm.
like almost didn't happen.
That is very true.
It was so hard.
I can't say that. Never mind.
I know.
There's so many.
Can and can't say. if you understand.
You'll know. When you know, you'll know. And you'll know that you know. So that's all I want. That's all I want. Right? We didn't want, actually, what's funny is, like, we were like, we don't want any organic instruments in these intros and outros. We just want to kick it out the way that Nikki built it. So when Bone put all the guitar stuff over top of that, I was like, fire.
If it wasn't there, I'd be sad.
Right? It'd be empty. It'd be real empty. So we're going to get into some of the songs that inspired some
this
of
is the song that is, like, super...
Yeah.
Flung parallel into a K-hole
NCT 127. I know we've put this in playlists before. I think we put this song in playlists before.
Why is you not playing?
Is it really not gonna play it? Come on, fam.
Don't lie to me.
But this song came out while we were on tour with Lokella. It's not gonna play?
No.
What the heck?
I might have to go get a Wi-Fi.
Here. Let's, 1 second, please. Okay, we're back. Thanks, had to go get the Wi-Fi. If you hear a little bit of background noise, too, it's just our little heater on, so sorry for that. But, okay. NCT 127 put out Highway to Heaven when we were on tour in May. This song.
I don't even want to talk over it.
Bro, I mean, we have to, or else we may get copyright booted. We have to talk over it. They put out an English version, but honestly, the Korean version, the lyric translation is just absolutely beautiful. And I'm trying to think, were we fully finished with Parallel when this came out, or were we still working on finalizing it? That sound. It's that sound. Hold up. Okay. I've never heard NCT put out a song with this kind of vibe, I guess. No. It just gave me such a vibe, and the video for it is absolutely beautiful.
Videos,
of course,
fam.
Right? Videos. There's two different videos. There's one for the Korean version.
Like four fucking.
And there's one for the English version. Just this kind of Parallel is a really kind of bop uppity vibe for us.
Yeah.
But the lyrics are still kind of, like, very longing, kind of... I don't want to say sad. It's not necessarily a sad song.
It's just honest.
Right.
Like it's
a very honest feeling. It's a feeling we've never really... We've just recently started to explore in our songs.
It's, like, a freeing, healing...
Right. The music.
Sound.
Yeah.
How... dare
did
you?
It just stop or did the
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, for God's sake,
guys, technology is a piece.
Anyways, but I mean, that's okay, we can skip through, but like I think the biggest inspiration we took from Highway to Heaven was the overall feeling of the song, just something you can't quite describe with the music. But you're trying to tell someone with the lyrics, but it's still kind of like
a
very poetic, ambiguous sort of thing.
If this even makes sense.
Yeah.
Strong desperation. Like, you...
Right.
You're saying it with every ounce of hope inside of you.
Right.
Type of thing.
Exactly. Like, it's very much hopeful in a... what's the word? Just sort of like... maybe desperate is the right word. It's like, if this doesn't get to you, I'm not gonna make it.
Bro.
Like, it's my everything. It's everything inside of me, and if it doesn't reach you, my
then
world,
what?
Then what do I do? But, and I know we've put
I'm pretty sure this is
I know
somewhere.
We've put... This is Day 6. Day 6 is a Korean band. That
we're
is,
on the same...
That is on, no, they're on JYP, okay. actually. They're on a K-pop label, which is really interesting. I found Day 6. This song's called Stop the Rain, and it's very rock.
Yes.
This is one of their heavier songs, technically. And they do
Bro,
so...
Bro, that new shit's gonna drop,
yeah.
though.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the... I found their thumbnail. The thumbnail for their music video popped up. Go watch this music video. It is amazing. So the thumbnail was really cool. Like, kudos to whomever picked that thumbnail because it worked. I was like, what? I clicked on it, and as soon as that kicked in, that riff, I was hooked.
Bro.
Hooked.
They're so impressive.
Right?
They're just incredible musicians.
They are. Like, the musicianship of this band is just insane to me. And they're so precious. This chorus is one of the best choruses. How can I stop the rain?
Yeah.
Somebody close the gate. I mean, the notes, the melodic structure in and of itself. Like, when you can hit that right melody, those just right chords. I mean... Everybody knows where they are on the guitar. If you're a good musician, you know where those chords are. You know where they are on the piano. It's like go to those chords.
Dude.
You know, it's like this one. Like those rich, and then it just goes up one. Like,
oh yeah, dude, those
bro, those
go-tos.
Dude, there are go-tos, and it's like you learn to utilize those more in your music. It pushed us to use those to stay in a lane almost in a song instead of going all over the place. Not that there's anything wrong with those kinds of song structures, but if you go back and listen to our old material, even stuff off of a line, and it's people either love it or they don't get it, but we would go in and out of song structure, in and out of melody a lot, and we're learning how you can stay in that song structure and you can stay in that melody and drive your point home even more. Because, go ahead.
Wasn't it Hoax? Someone told us this is like 5 different singles in one song.
Yes.
And I think once we heard that, like told that.
Yeah, it freaked me out, honestly. It was someone that I really respected as a musician that I really looked up to, and he was listening to it like and sending live notes, and he's like, this song is amazing, but you literally have 5 different songs in this one song.
Yeah.
And if you can learn to like grab onto one hook and go with it, you're gonna excel. So I was like, oh god. You know, like, that's how we wrote songs. Just, like, throw it all in. Every riff.
Every lyric.
Every lyric, every line. Like, throw it all in. And, it was really eye-opening for me as just, you know, writing guitar stuff. You know, how do I change my mindset? You find something good and you're like, ooh, okay, how do I write around that now to feature it? Even melodically, like with our choruses, we've gone to kind of like a formula of hitting those big choruses, because that was another point that was brought up to us that we didn't really, we're just like, we're just gonna sing the fucking song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We never really focused specifically on stuff.
Right.
On the structure, like what needs to be.
Right. It was another person that we had admired. And he said, you know, you guys are going to shine. You need to hit those big choruses quicker and longer.
Yeah.
And so that hit home as well. Not that you need to listen to every piece of advice anyone you admire ever gives you, but it is important to take that into consideration. This is The Rose. I know we've put this in a playlist too, but this is another Korean band who is under a K-pop label.
Living the dream.
Right? But this song's called Red, And again, it's just a perfect example of staying in that song structure so then you can shine in that chorus.
Right. The chorus, technically, there's not even any singing over it.
Right.
It just goes into instrumental stuff.
Well, true. You got that big moment
right.
afterwards, because this is technically the chorus, I think. And then it just hits. I think we need a keyboard player, man.
Wow, I'm trying.
I know, dude.
Anybody have a keyboard that they just want to bless me with, please
right?
do so.
So yeah, just another example. I think this came out before Parallel came out. I'm trying to remember.
It came out like,
because I know we talked about it in one of our podcasts.
August, September-ish?
Maybe, yeah.
It's
I mean, it was after.
Still new.
Yeah, it was after we had finished Parallel, I think. But we were just like, oh, wow. It's awesome even to hear songs that just confirm your formula. Like, oh, God, we kind of did this with our song structure. And other bands that we admire are doing that.
Right.
You know, that's always super...
Hence Parallel.
Right, Parallel. I mean, it's a whole thing. I mean, the one thing... The one line from that song, I'm not too far off to notice how parallel we really are, you know, and that can go deeper into the fact that no one, how do I say it, like just because someone has a larger platform than you doesn't mean that what you're doing is insignificant. Like, you're doing the same thing in a different way. You're literally running parallel with what you're doing. It's just on different levels. So that was a good line, I think, and the name of the song. The title of the song is in the lyrics, which sometimes we don't do that. We haven't done that a lot.
We usually don't.
But we have started doing that more. Like, we did that...
I used to think it was cheesy.
But it's not. It's not. I think
when it works, it works.
Exactly.
So like, whatever.
Like, we did that with Something in the Air. We did that with Make Me Forget. Duality is technically not in the song. That's more of like a vibe.
Oh.
This is a band that Nikki found.
Oh, yo. Shouts out to...
Actually, you found it via Crystal Lake, right?
Yeah, because Ryo posted... video. They were on tour with these guys. They're called No Name.
No, aren't they called
Noise Maker?
They're
sorry,
called,
Noise Maker. The
nice.
Song's called Name. I have dyslexia.
It's okay.
It's just
one. I was shocked that Crystal Lake was on tour with them. I'm like, oh God, we can go on tour with Crystal Lake now,
bro. We can go on tour with anybody. They just need to fucking wake up. But I just thought this was fucking good. I would have never, like, chosen to listen to this. But I was... One, they looked like they were having a fucking blast live.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's cool.
That's one thing I struggle with us sometimes.
Bro, we can't at this point in time.
I know.
It's not...
It's hard.
We're two people. The majority of people are a full band, so there's lots of different people to look at.
Right.
There's so much focus that goes.
It can be paralyzing realizing that people are just looking at either you or me. I'm just like, oh God.
Like, I could not headbang and like sing and play and keep my in-ear system
working.
Because I'm connected to cables the whole time I'm playing.
Right.
So it would just be a mess.
Right.
And
there's so much pedal switching that I have to focus on. It's insane. And I have my pedal board set up kind of unique from the
Our
way
show
normal
is
people
for
do.
Listening. Like, honestly.
We need lights.
Yeah.
I think that would help.
Lights are cool.
These guys are Japanese, though.
Yeah, they're Japanese.
So that's dope. There is some English in there. But
it's all English.
Is that?
It's all English.
Is it all English? Why did I think that some of it was in Japanese?
He's just got that cute-ass accent.
Bro, that's true. But, yeah. Nikki showed it to me, and I was like, oh, wow. Again, another example of a huge chorus. Like, you're going back to that money, like, Durham, and the also chord progression.
The fucking guitar.
Guitar tone.
Solid.
Right? They're playing, like, a heavier band, but it's very much almost like a pop melody. Mm-hmm. But it's heavy guitars in there. Oh, that rips. Rips. I want to know what tuning they're playing in.
Fire
tuning. We play in drop fire.
Yeah.
Right. I love that. How they play like heavier, like a heavier
honestly,
band.
Honestly, yo, so. This reminds me of Sub 7. Do I just say that?
Oh, that's funny. That's what it sounds like. Oh my god.
That same energy.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They're kind of the same song.
No, that's fucking sick. Lol. But yeah. I would go on tour with this band in a heartbeat.
Dude, hell yeah.
Just ask.
Just ask. Please, anybody. I mean, specifics.
Specifics, yes, there are specifics.
Dude,
I think
we're trying to open up for fucking the driver era. Cause
my god, that would be dope.
Bro.
Yeah, they're going on tour next. Ross Lynch.
Rock
your girls up. Two-piece. They're two-piece brothers. We're two-piece sisters.
Yeah, but they have a full band.
But whatever.
Them.
Like, you know what turds. I mean? You know what I mean?
Oh, you know this is Haitani.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. NCT Dream has been a journey for me. I'm still on this journey with NCT Dream.
I'm only there for Haechan.
I don't want that.
Full Sun.
I do.
I
support
I'm very
Full
picky.
Sun.
I'm very picky with the boys in that group because some seem like brats.
It's sad. I mean, they are very young. They are what? Like, the youngest is 16?
Bro, he's a child.
Children's.
I refuse.
But yeah, they released this song called Fireflies. This pre-chorus,
this
into the chorus,
bro, anointed.
Yeah, no, and it's all in English. I think is this one their first English song? Sparkling, my bad, So yeah,
bro.
And I love that there's organic instruments in there.
Guitar.
I think it's really interesting. A lot of K-pop groups are starting to utilize way more, like guitar, like organic guitar noises.
Guitar noises.
I'll be your guitar noise. I'll be your guitar noise. Fire. But yeah. I think, I don't want to like continually repeat myself, but I think these songs all kind of represent a very
vibe. Everything's light, everything has hope in it, everything.
Right.
It's very...
We got tired of being pissed off all the time, I think. It's exhausting, man.
Bro, you experience it for so long, and then it's like, I'm too old? To be this
mad.
Angry or to be holding on to shit like this
right
anymore.
I mean, granted, you know, everyone needs a good like mic drop track where you're just like, fuck off. I mean, there's a couple of those on Anamoya.
Honor Bright.
Oh yeah, it killed a revivalist. Are you kidding me? But yeah, we wanted to step into something new, you know? It's like you don't want to repeat yourself all the time.
One, our musical taste changed so drastically.
So drastically.
That it changed our mindset.
Yep.
And, like, honestly, we're writing American K-pop. Like, that's dream rock.
Dream rock.
Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. That's, I mean, bro, I... would never.
Like, Jesse and I could sing on this song if you took all their vocals out.
Oh yeah.
And added
a guitar over it.
Natural drums and an electric guitar, like,
right? That's how we've been approaching songs a lot lately. It's like, okay, well, we could play that.
Yeah,
we could play that. Like, all this music we're listening to, it's like we can play
babies
that. Okay, dear God in heaven. We haven't talked about this yet.
TXT. Oh, wait for it. Wait.
Wow. Feelings. Feelings. My sons are doing so much. This is Tomorrow by Together, their newest record. This is the Dream Star Chapter Magic?
Yes.
Correct? This song is...
It's okay.
Is,
That's cool. We have a short in every fucking cable in this room.
In Korean, it loosely translates to, like, let's meet at platform 9 3/4 to run away.
Nice.
It's based off of Harry Potter, y'all, which I fucking love. Okay, but the guitar... throughout this entire song. I was like, we are going to do a fucking practice video to this, a warm-up video. I was floored. I was absolutely floored. The teaser for this, like, so when we first heard the teaser, I was like, you're kidding me, right? I was like, this is amazing. Like, just that... I was like, that's our tempo, man. I remember saying to Nikki, I was like, that's our tempo.
Bro, that actual delay is there.
Right? Right? I was just...
We could be their live band.
I was
excuse
floored.
Me.
My head... I just unplugged my headphones.
Sick.
I was so excited.
No, dude. It's been so fun being with these babies since debut.
Oh, my God.
And
it's been a joy.
Literally within months, seeing how much they've grown.
They're full grown. They're full grown now, and I'm so sad.
They're not even full grown.
I
and
know.
It's gross. They're gonna be fire, dude. They already are.
Dude.
Like, your fucking Hyungs are all BTS. You think that shit's not gonna just
dude,
like...
Dude, TXT is gonna... They are going to win Rookie of the Year. They have to. Their debut has been groundbreaking.
Bro.
They had so much
pressure
on them.
Dude, they came to fucking
them.
America within like...
Months.
5 months of being...
Debuted.
Barely.
They debuted in March, and
we
they were...
We were in
they,
Chicago together.
I was so pissed. They did a showcase.
Garbage.
They did a showcase in the U.S. 3 months later. Dude.
Dude.
Dude. No one does that. No one used to
We've
do that.
We've been trying to get noticed for 10 years, and these little dudes just, get it all.
Okay. No. They
I'm
deserve
not bitter.
It.
I'm actually not. I'm just saying, holy shit. I'm old now.
But, like, the pressure that those babies have been under, like, Lord... God in heaven, Buddha, everything, protect them. They've handled it. I don't even imagine. I can't even imagine being that age.
Yeah.
And like you're 16 years old trying touring the fucking world.
You're 8 years old and you have a beard.
You're BTS's like baby group. I don't know where that buzz is coming from. God,
I'm so freaked out, dude. Everything sucks.
It's okay. We can pause it real quick. Okay, back.
Fucking just always jiggle the cable.
Right,
first.
Just jiggle the cable, man. It'll be fine. But this is Hasungwoon. This is Blue.
I swear to God, him and Jimin were separated at the hospital.
Bro, I don't even... I'm really gonna pee myself, I think.
All
I have to go to the bathroom.
All right.
Hold on. Okay. I peed. I'm better.
Wow.
Sorry. I don't know. You just ever... It just hits you.
Bro,
it just...
There's
just
too much electricity
anymore.
Out here. It just, like, pushes shit out of you. Essentially.
I think it does.
Yeah, this is Hasungwoon. The song's called Blue. There's a beautiful picture of him in, like, a blue... everything.
Not to mention all the artwork inspiration these groups and bands have given us. Like,
oh, hell yeah.
On
how we take our pictures.
Right.
On the way we color things.
Right. In the, like, album artwork, your thumbnail, how that's important. Like, keeping uniformity, if that's a vibe or deep dive. Let's dive. Oh, God, I feel horrible. Deep dive. I messed it up.
I love this chorus. Dude. Also, the live like dance to this is really fire.
It's beautiful.
I was gonna say something else, but I won't.
It's beautiful.
I love this boy.
I do too. So we're gonna skip. we're gonna get through some of these songs because this is actually quite a long playlist. It's longer than what we normally do.
We're already like 40 minutes in, and yeah.
This is like what, the fifth song on the playlist.
Bro.
Oh, Sam Kim.
Dude, this song heals me in ways that...
So, yeah. Sam Kim has a vibe that we've talked about before where, like, and I think when he finally said it, it's his background in, like, praise and worship music.
Yeah.
How much of an asset that can be when you utilize it correctly. Mm-hmm. And how did we even find out about Sam Kim, to be honest? Do you remember?
I think I found him on Spotify.
Did you? Just randomly?
Of a song he did with, like, two other people.
Yeah.
And it... Oh, fuck. I just lost the name.
It wasn't because of Mr. Sunshine, was it?
No, that's Ojan.
Okay.
But, although Sam has done, I think, a few songs
with him
stuff. No, like, no, for a drama.
Gotcha, yeah. OSTs.
But, dude... I'm so inspired by him.
It's amazing.
Like,
his musicianship.
He's insanely talented. And
just being inspired by talent, it's one of those things where you, I know for me, and I know you do too, always like...
It, like, makes my chest warm. Like, right. It causes a physical change
in your body
when I hear it. And if you don't, I don't even know what the word anointing means, or like anointed, but it's a very religious word, if you will. But it just means
gifted.
It just has power. Like it immediately, he knows how to draw people in with his music.
Yes.
He knows how to
lyrically, melodically,
right.
You know, when you hit that sweet spot, it's we're always like, God, does our music do that to people? That's your biggest hope, that the way that the bands that we love, how they hit us so deep and so hard, it's like, oh my God, does our music do that for other people? I hope so. I really hope so.
I think it has moments of it because even I feel it when we play it live.
Yeah, that's
something
true.
Something in the air started hitting me differently live.
Dude, something in the air. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And people say that like, yo, like.
We hit a sweet spot with that song.
Bro.
That's.
Even people have shared how duality has very much sat with them.
Yes.
So. I think it's different. It's different. It's hard to say because, like, you can have it regardless, but when you have a background of, like, being in praise and worship and, like, learning that kind of, like, flow in music, it translates differently.
Right. It's almost, you can relate it to how jazz music will go on, what's the word? Oh, my God. Freestyling is not the word. It starts with an I. God, what is the word?
Improv.
There we go. Yes, that's the word. They'll just, you just go with the, it's just like jam band stuff. Mm-hmm. You go with the flow. There's no structure. There's no,
but there's an intention behind it.
So absolutely.
It sounds different.
But that's stuff that we would have to do all the time in praise and worship music. It's like you finish a song, you get to a point where it's tangible in the room.
It flows like this. It just flows like this and you continue it.
You just keep going over and over again and building. You just flow.
Right.
There's no structure. No. It's literally made up on the spot by what you are feeling.
Yeah.
It's so emotionally charged and driven. To bring people into that. So, yeah.
Safety, man.
That's what we hope.
It's like being
our music
up.
Will do, you know?
Oh, wow. Right into beautiful 17.
Oh, my God.
The song's called Lie Again.
Okay.
Yo.
I said to Nikki the other night, we were watching... I can't remember what we were watching. If it was just something live of them... I was like, why? I've known about 17 for a while now. And I was like, why didn't we give them a chance sooner? I guess because we were so wrapped up in just all of it. The whole, it's overwhelming. It really is.
You kind of take on one group at a time when you first discover like K-pop, right. And you have like your favorite group.
Right. So that introduces you to K-pop.
This is 2 years later. We're discovering.
Almost three. We're going on three.
Lots of lots of new groups now.
Yeah. Yep. So the talent, oh my god, you'd think with 13 guys in a group, how do you do that? But like, just listen to it, like the warmth, the layers, the layers. K-pop music has taught us so much about layering, you know, and not just guitars, because yeah, I always fucking layer guitars, but like, what other sound can I put there that will accentuate it even more? You know, layering. I love lo-fi sounds, like low sub sounds, because it just
fills it out.
It fills it out. It gives you a feeling. It's something indescribable. It's like sounds trigger feelings. And formalizing? Is that a word?
It is now.
I don't know if that's a word.
Formalizing
your songs so you get to those points, like you're layering those sounds. And even vocally, we've always done, like, you know, your melody, your harmony, like your third and your fifth, you know, but like, what can I do in between that? You know, what can I layer in that? Right. What vocal effect can we put in that?
Which, like, a lot of the in-between vocal things you hear throughout our whole mixtape are legit just parts of me humming.
Yeah.
That Bone took and, like, made things.
Yeah.
Which I
he
love.
He does that all the time with our vocals.
I love
which is just so cool.
Extra improv, like, kind of buried, but you can still
you
hear
know
the melody.
It's there, yeah.
Like, I love hearing that stuff on a song versus, like, hearing it live. Like, people changing stuff and whatnot.
Right. But it's like, what were we listening to the other day when I was like, that's just the straight harmonies. Like, they took the...
It was Sam.
Was it Sam? Yeah. They took the main vocal out and just kept going with just the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my god, that's a fucking vibe.
We were supposed to skip around. Yeah. Oh, fam. The slap of all slaps.
Oh, God. Okay. Like, what more can I say about Euphoria? That it makes me cry?
Euphoria kind of started it.
Euphoria started something massive.
Was
in us,
Euphoria,
I think.
Something in the airs?
Yes.
Highway to Heaven to Parallel?
Yes. Euphoria was something in the airs, Highway to Heaven as to Parallel, if that makes any sense. But because Something in the Air and Parallel are opposites of each other, it felt like we kind of had to put Euphoria back in there as a reference. Because I think it'll always be a reference for us. Like, this was a song...
This song, like, happened.
Oh my god, bro. Not to mention the music video that goes with it. That goes with the whole BTS universe and storyline. Like, they have such an intellectual point of view with their music videos. There's a storyline that runs, that started in 2016, that still runs throughout their music, where there are themes, each member has their own storyline, which I think is just genius. So this song was simply made to continue that storyline in a video form, and then they put it on, you know, Love Yourself Answer, like when they all got their individual songs to do. But, I mean, when you translate these lyrics from Korean to English, it's like there are certain things that you can only say in Korean that don't have an English meaning,
mm-hmm.
but the words that some people use for their translations, I'm like, I would never have thought to say something like
Korean
that.
Korean translates a lot more beautifully.
It's so beautiful. It makes the English language beautiful when it translates to English. It, you know, it's like they speak differently when they, you know, learning English. They use it differently than we do, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So it makes you just fall in love with Korean.
It's almost like how, it's almost Shakespearean.
It is. Like it's old English. It's like,
they describe things.
Like it's just a beautiful language that has inspired us so much, and. JK has one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard in my life. You know, the kid is just...
He's so talented, it's annoying.
Talented.
So I'll skip him.
Yeah.
I love you, Jungkook!
I love you, Jungkook. Please be safe driving, honey.
Oh my god, who gave him a fuck? People are like, we gave him that car, it's our fault.
I was like, I was like, I take responsibility. I take full responsibility.
No.
This is Home by BTS. And I remember when this came out, I was just like, what the fuck?
This shit...
The bass lines. Dude, BTS has some of the best fucking bass lines I've ever heard. And I think this was a big reference, like, for Parallel, the bass line that Bone did in Parallel.
Yeah.
I was like, holy God in heaven. Like, I love...
This song is a thickie, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating a Justin's peanut butter cup right now.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And the chorus. With you, I feel rich. With you, I feel rich. Are you kidding me? I'm just like, bitch, why are you so rude?
I have nothing, and I make you feel rich.
I give you my money. That's why you're rich. No, I would. I would never. I would never say that. I just did. I don't feel like that. I gladly give it my money because it's a product I want to be invested in. So good. Hobie's rapping this too.
Oh, babe.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Yes!
Big bang, nigga.
I love it, bro. Oh my god, it's so good. Like, keep going. Get out of my face. On to the next.
All right. Hey, June. This is.
Is it really Junebug?
Yeah. This is Soul.
Oh my god. Okay.
Wow. I just snorted.
I heard. It's recorded. When Junebug put out this mixtape, this was last fall, right?
Yeah, it's been a whole year.
God, that's amazing. This entire mixtape I just don't even know.
It's like having a half hour long conversation with Junie. Like, it's like...
It's therapy.
I love June. I will always have June. A super soft spot for June.
Kim Namjoon is one of the most intellectual human beings I've ever had the honor and pleasure to know about.
But he's like, he's a baby, a clumsy goofball.
I love it.
Like,
absolutely love it.
Like, I remember this came out and I like went and sat on the tallest hill possible and watched the moon rise. It was pretty magical.
Oh my god.
So yeah.
And just the lyrics, the way that it translates it, love and hate sound so similar in Korean, like the way that you say them. And they live in Seoul, and it's just about living in Seoul and the how love and hate can almost feel similar.
Yes.
They don't only sound similar in the Korean language, but they can feel so similar. and loving and hating something at the same time. You know, like, how does that work? How do human beings process that? But we do somehow. It's crazy.
Like, this is my home. I live here, but
I love it, but I hate it.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
June's fire.
Yep.
Production.
Production value. Oh my God. Lyric value.
Dane?
God in heaven, Dean.
Bro, this kid gives me a fucking complex. And I want to, like, punch him with love. Like, yes. I just can't.
Yes. Bro.
I'm
Korean R&B. Get out of my face. Dude, again, production value.
Bro.
Like, melodies. Like, it slaps. Like, having a song that slaps, bro.
This isn't even, like, one of my favorite. I mean, I love this song.
No, I know.
But
I know what you mean.
There are other songs that, like.
There are so many amazing Dean songs.
The kid's a fucking mess.
No, I'm not sorry. Just getting started. Fucking love it.
Bro, he's so fine. I'm
oh,
not
absolutely.
Like, excuse me, bitch.
Who gave you permission?
Like,
and like, his whole MO is James Dean. Which makes me even more mad. Bro. How dare you? Bro, get it out of my face. Next one.
Dean, I want to hang out.
For real. God. Let's be best friends. Want to sing
wow,
on the song?
Snap-a.
Oh, my God. Okay. Damn. No. The Damn. Whole vision. This is DPR. This is Nomi. Hell yes.
Bro, you would have never listened to this.
No. Like, I would not. Ever. Ever.
I would have been shoving this in your face.
Yeah. Christian you. God bless Christian you, though. Because when I discovered
life-changing
that man and his talent led me to DPR, the whole vision of DPR is amazing. And I know we've talked about this before. Just their entire vision. It's like a group of guys just being creative together and working together, making visuals, making music. Dude. Like, it's insane.
We need a team. More
dear
like
God in it, heaven.
The realization
do we ever
of that has been, like, extremely daunting.
It's like, we're, you know, we have skills. We have a awesome skill set, but that can only be, like, stretched and pulled so much. It's like we're trying to do, we're doing everything.
I mean, a lot of the time it feels like we're the pizza dough that got flung up on the ceiling and we're just like hanging and disintegrating.
It's like we're doing everything. We do the video work, we do the editing work, we do the photography, we do the editing for that, we do the graphic design. I mean, Lord
we
in heaven.
Two of us.
Yeah.
Right, turtles.
Yeah.
All of it. We're our own crew.
Yeah. Can we just clone ourselves about five times?
Dude, fucking yes.
Bro, and Dean is also on the song.
Excuse me.
And it's just
I'm
a lot.
I'm trying to sing with him so
the videos.
Hard.
DPR's videos. Christian Yu's vision, like, as a director, as a cinematographer. I just... Wow, it's everything I want.
It's painful.
It is.
To not, like...
So, yeah, another group of people who just inspired a vision,
dude.
More or less. Not necessarily a sound. I mean, I don't know if people want to hear us do this kind of stuff. That'd be hilarious.
Whatever, I'll do it.
Bro.
Watch me.
Who knows? but, yeah, just more or less, like, the vision. The visual. The aesthetic. The goal.
Like, we thought of this, and we... executed it perfectly.
Perfectly.
Like, every DPR video.
God, get out of my face.
I say annoying as a
it's
nice
a compliment.
Thing. What the fuck? This is getting worse.
Sorry. A dude. is worse. Oh my God. Okay, no. This was a song we've talked about six
this
before.
Shit.
This movie star has... I've got the hiccups right now. has been in a playlist. We played this for Bone, specifically, and I was just like, everyone's kind of going for this 90s-esque, like, early 2000s, like, that, just the drums, the samples. I mean, also a group we've been with since debut.
Dude, I can do the whole chorus dance, so don't be mad when you see it happen.
Dude, I need them to come over here. Like, I need air so we can experience this live.
I need, like, everybody to start buying our music, so then we'll be, like, you know, financially stable to enjoy some things.
But yeah, we played this for Bone, and he was like, oh, okay. I was so nervous to play K-pop for Bone initially.
Never.
But when we played him BTS
the
a couple years ago.
That he has to
endure.
Yeah, actually go through. I'm sure it was, you know.
What I thought was funny, though, Bone made a good point. Like, when I first played BTS for him, I was like, you're never going to believe what we're inspired by right now. And he's like, what? And I said, K-pop. And he's like, K-pop can be a little too bright. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, I know exactly what you mean, but let me play you this group. Yeah. So I don't even remember what song we played for him for the first time. I was like, you've got to listen to this group, and then we've got to show you these videos, Bone. Like, we have to. And he was just like, what kind of drugs, what fucking acid are they dropping to come up with these concepts? I was like, exactly.
Same.
Like, do we need to go do drugs or something?
I'm
like,
too
don't
scared
do drugs.
To do drugs. Like, way too scared to
don't
do drugs.
Don't do drugs. But, yeah.
Bro, this shit's evil.
Bro. When
I
heard
live
this,
for this.
Dude, GOT7 just dropped a new video and song today.
Don't touch me.
Sorry. We will experience this later, but this is actually a subgroup of GOT7 called Just Two.
Yes.
And the song's called Focus on
Me.
J-U-S
number two.
Yeah.
Song's called Focus on Me.
Focus on Me.
It's garbage.
I fucking love it. When I heard this song for the first time, I think did you find it?
Yeah. By a beautiful mistake. I don't know.
I don't even know how some of the things we find.
Spotify has opened up, like, millions of k-holes into other,
right? Like, how do we even find certain things anymore? I don't even know.
I actually didn't super, like, want to listen to this song when I first heard it.
Yeah,
but then I was like, whoops,
dude, the chorus.
Oh yeah,
dude, we're gonna get to it in a second.
I think this is the last song.
Is it? Okay, and then we'll do a quick Q&A. And then, wrap it. But this chorus, bro. Like, a chorus that is just literally a line. And also the video for this song.
Ouch.
Yeah. Lay down. Yeah. Production again, just production value.
It's an annoying time.
It's so annoying.
Like, I'm trying one,
bro.
One, I'm not, but I'm two, I'm trying to be that fucking fine all the time,
bro.
Also, that fucking talented
all the time.
Also, that cute
all the time.
Like,
bro, how do you live? How do you just live like that?
America, I mean,
that's their job.
Like,
that's
America
their job.
America is so boring and fucking just like... There's nothing interesting.
Chowder armpit farting.
Yeah,
that's America.
Exactly.
Right,
truffle shuffle.
Dude, is this really... Is that the last one?
Yes.
All right, dope. So yeah, you can... put Parallel back on. I guess we answer. We put out the vibe for a couple of questions on Instagram.
Put out the vibe.
We just asked, you know, if anyone had any questions or comments regarding Parallel, and we picked a few to answer right now. Poisoned Alice asked, "Who or what was your inspiration for this song?"
This song,
Parallel, which I think we kind of covered that.
Mm.
I mean, who? There are definite who's. We don't have to say who. It's just people that we love in our lives.
I'm singing it to try and think of it.
No, I got you. Pulse at the sound of currents inside. I mean, the what? Like, what inspired this song? Lyrically was literally about, like I had said earlier, that line, I'm not too far off to notice how parallel we really are. Like, you're doing the same thing, and it can get frustrating sometimes.
Well, it's more or less feeling like we're doing the same thing as people on big platforms are getting recognized for.
Right.
And, like, trying not to let that
beat you down.
Absolutely snuff your flame, bro.
Yeah.
And just being like, well, then fine, take me closer.
Right.
Because, I don't know.
Like, because our love is so big. Right. Like, we have so much love inside of us right now.
It's funny. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
BTS spoke love over us constantly.
Yes.
In everything that they did. And
it's inside of us.
Well, we weren't getting that.
No.
Anywhere else.
Yeah.
So, for a long time, it legit just felt like me and Jesse feeding off of each other.
Right.
And
beating our heads up against a wall.
And that gets really hard. I don't think people realize, like, Jesse and I are in it good, bad, ugly.
Yeah.
And super awesome.
Right.
So, it's the two of us constantly. So, having an outside
influence
of, and then being around thousands and thousands of ARMY, like,
yeah,
at their concerts.
Yeah.
It's like
tangible.
It's legitimately.
If I could
it's
bottle
like
it.
It's like a rebirth, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, the amount of fucking energy. People
dude.
Looked at me like I was crazy because I could not contain the happiness. It was like,
yeah, pure.
It was coming
the
out of me.
The purest form.
Bro. Like, the
yeah.
joy of a child.
I've never felt that going to a
never.
Show before in my life.
Never.
I mean, I felt different things. Like, I felt one thing when I saw Architects for the first time, which mm-hmm. changed my life.
Yes.
I felt one thing when I saw the 1975 for the first mm-hmm. time that absolutely changed my life. And this is just a continuation of that.
Yeah.
Which is like, you think you hit a certain age and you're not going to get that anymore.
Bro.
But we got it, and we got it hard.
It.
Like,
it's just
whoa.
Continued. I don't know. It's soul food. Like, that's
dude,
what it is.
Dude, it's necessary. It is my pure form of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't fight me over it, or because
you
I will.
You can't take that. Like,
no.
Like, you can't take it.
Right. You can't take it. You can't change it. Like,
you can have it. I'll share it with you.
Ooh, it's
through
even.
Through my own music.
Right, right,
like,
right, right.
So, essentially, what you're feeling is what we got out of that intense
form,
like,
of
baptismal
love. Dude, baptized in the
and
rain.
And, like, legitimate baptismal, because we got pissed on in Chicago.
Yep.
And it was, like, freezing rain.
Yep. But it was the best time of my life.
Dude, we were so...
The best time of my life.
So blessed.
So that's kind of what has inspired it, because it's been so much inside of us. It's almost like a desperate love. Like, that's kind of what duality was.
Yeah.
It's just too much not to have it right now. It's too much. It's too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And parallel is, take me closer. I wish my love could reach you. Take me closer to where you are.
Right.
It's just this... I don't know if desperate is the right word, because desperation can come across as negative. We need to find a better word, maybe, but I think that's the easiest word right now to drive it home.
It's a will.
It's just a driving force.
Like, it's a have to. It is a point blank.
It's a purpose.
Yeah.
It's a purpose. So that's what parallel is.
That,
it's deep.
I don't know.
It's really deep.
It's the best form of a healthy relationship. This brought out something in Jesse and I musically, spiritually, and mentally that we didn't know we were capable of.
Yeah.
And that's why music is so fucking insane.
Yeah.
Because, like, it has created multiple, like, albums of things.
Yeah.
for us.
That's what we're inspired by. Like, that's what we're inspired by. We consume music and we produce music.
Yes.
So it's like, there's no way we couldn't be, you know, listening to this for 2 years straight, dude. 2.5 years straight, and have it not be, you know,
70 minutes later, influence us.
Jesus Christ. So next question is,
short answers.
Lion_metaphor asked, acoustic versions soon?
Bro, I fucking love acoustic shit.
Yeah. I don't know, like, how do you want it,
though? Can be done.
No, we could do it. I think we could definitely do it. These songs definitely lend themselves to an acoustic sound.
Well, see, acoustic to me just means stripped down. So, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be an acoustic guitar. If it was...
But I think that would be cool. Like, if you played acoustic and then do clean electric. But, like, do we do it in a live setting? Do we, like, properly record it and just put it out as
like
audio?
Like, have a stripped down version of Parallel Mixtape?
Bro, I don't know. Or do it like a live session sort of thing here in the studio. Also be a vibe. Let us know.
We just answered your question with more questions.
So how frustrating is that?
Your answers.
Right? There's several question. Different ways that we could do it. And then the last one is not really a question. This is just a statement. A gay emo T was like, in all capitals, Parallel gives me so much life.
Yo.
And that is the reason right there.
T, I love you.
That's everything we're ever hoping for, is having our music impact you the same way that bands that we love have absolutely changed our lives. Because otherwise, what's the point? Like, you don't, I mean, whatever, like, some people, they just make music to make music, but it's like, we've always wanted to have an intention. Yes. We've always wanted to do more than just make music. Mm-hmm.